Hello, good morning. Welcome to Witness Radio program, Know Your Land and Development Rights with me, Rita Vaviria. I welcome you to Witness Radio, our new episode, Know Your Land and Development Rights. And I'd first of all like to thank you for tuning in to Witness Radio. Those that are streaming live, thank you so much. Those that are actually sending in comments and also asking questions, we also appreciate, because that is one sign that shows that you are following. And I can't thank you enough for that. And I can't thank you enough for supporting this particular program, Know Your Land and Development Rights. Well, it has become so rampant all over the newspapers, TVs, and other radio stations. Land grabbing is becoming an issue in Uganda. But if I'm to take you back in what we discussed in our previous episode, we're discussing about land grabs and their impact. So we had discussed few of the land grabs and their impact, and we were taken through understanding what land grabs are, who are the actors of land grabbing, and we were talking about the foreign investors, the government, people that are financially stable, yeah, such people. And we also looked at the policy and legal loopholes. There are so many laws about land, but they're just in theory, not in practical. For that matter, land grabs are becoming so rare because no one is implementing these laws that were put there to actually protect the rights of each and every person when it comes to land matters. So today we are still going to continue with land and land grabs and their impact. What economically, how does land grabs affect people's economy when they are grabbed? How does it affect them? We also talked about the social and cultural impact. How does land grabbing take away people's rights, take away people's liberty to do whatever they want, depending on their culture, depending on the norms that they actually use to? The impacts of indigenous and customary rights, we talked about so much. And if you missed that part, kindly go back to our YouTube channel, Right Witness Radio, and there you will find that episode. Just write a Witness Radio, because definitely the new one that is uploaded is always there. So if you missed, kindly go back there. For those that are on social media handles, we are on X at Witness Radio. Then we also have a website, and that is www.witnessradio.org, where you'll find updates on land matters. It's specifically news about land matters. Yes, we are going to start with environmental impact. How does land grabbing affect the environment? That's where we're going to start from. But I'd like to first of all introduce our guest in the studio, a counsel lawyer by profession, as usual, Bliedali John, that will be taking us through. Counsel John, you're very welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you're okay. We would love to thank you for tuning in to Witness Radio, Know Your Land and Environment Rights program, and we urge you to please stay tuned in for other episodes. Thank you.
That is Councillor Joanne for you, and we shall come back right after the break, and then we continue from where we stopped.
Oyagala kweyongera kukuguka mu mateka agakwata kutaka? Ganyulwa mu program za Witness Radio osomesebwe batya bw'osobola okukuuma ettaka lyo okuva mu mikono gy'abannakigwanyizi. Oli mulwanirizi wa ddembe, oyagala amaloboozi g'ebitundu oba abantu b'olwanirira gatuuke ku bavunaanyizibwa? Weekwate Radio y'abantu Witness Radio. Uliriza Witness Radio mu kitundu kyo ng'ekulambululira ensonga ezinyiga abantu. Ulirizanga Witness Radio okumanya enkulaakulana y'ettaka nga tekosa bantu mu bitundu mweteekeddwa oba butonde bw'ensi.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. Yeah, and so glad and delighted that you are listening to Witness Radio. Those that are streaming live, thank you so much. For those that would like to join the conversation, at 0745-965765. That is our WhatsApp number. You can send in a text, an audio, and, you know, we get the conversation down and in this whole discussion. Councillor Joan, you're welcome.
Thank you, Rita. In the whole of our discussion, basing on our last episode that we had, we were actually discussing the impacts of land evictions to our lives, impacts of land grabs, you know, to our lives. How have they impacted us? And so we discussed about the fact that land grabs, we discussed why there is an increase of land grabs in Uganda. We discussed about the fact that there is need to acquire large chunks of land for different projects like agriculture, mining, industrial, and infrastructure purposes. So we discussed about the actors, which people do actually evict people, like... And we went into financial institutions, we went into the government, private corporations, etc. And then we talked about what is missing in the policies that is leading to increasing land grabs. We talked about the weak legal system, insufficient land registration processes, and many others like my colleague has taken you through. Economically, we discussed how it affects us, you know. It leads to poverty because most people used to, that chest of their land, that people used to deal into agriculture, and they can no longer grow their crops to sell the harvest to be able to take care of their children. We looked at the social and cultural impacts of, you know, some people, their cultural rights are tied on land. Like you find a community, they believe in some certain things. And yeah, the whole community practices such things. And if you evict such a community from there to adopt to that culture from wherever they may, because what they do is they disperse to different places. Like they cannot all settle in another community, which kind of disorganizes their cultural practices in one or another. Because in some other communities, they may go there and then they look at it as something that is what? Probably demonic or, you know, something that they cannot do agree with. So we are still continuing with the conversation even in this episode. So basically today we will also be looking at how it impacts the indigenous people and customary rights. So basically many indigenous communities view land as a vital component of their cultural heritage and spiritual life. Losing land can thus lead to the erosion of cultural practices and traditions, like we said. Give an example of Karamoja. People do pastoralism. Like, you cannot bring them to Jinja, where people do agriculture. They will find a cow in someone's farm and they will kill it.
Mm. Chop it.
Chop it and eat it as meat.
Yes.
Because for them, they believe at zero grazing. Cows don't just move anyhow.
Yes.
We have instances in Chirandongo where there's a company that evicted people, but there's some Balalo that actually also came and settled on that land. So they have cattle, and this cattle keeps encroaching on the company's land.
Yes.
And now they are paying fines, you know. Their cows are confiscated, so such issues. So this is really another challenge that we have. There's another case that I had, I think it was in Teso, still over the Balalo. So if we keep chasing people, and then we want them to live with other communities that do not believe in their culture, it really doesn't serve them right. Like there is a, I'm not even talking about you, let me talk about, there is a region, there is a community, I think that is in, isn't it in India? But they call them the Indian what? Those people that live in the forest. There's a way they dress up, like what? Like, they don't dress up like in clothes, but they put on what? and there are things they worship. Imagine someone trying to evict such people from that forest.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be easy for them to settle wherever?
Not really. Not easy for them, and neither will the people they are going to.
Yeah, they will not be comfortable with whatever you get.
Yeah.
So, this thing of evicting people of their land, like some people have even burial grounds, you know, they are graveyards on that land. And they go clean it, they do different things, what. Then you bring them, you know, the way people worship their dead people is different. There are those who go and clean here and then they do funny things. You may bring that person in a place where they do not believe in such, and then they'll look at them like, you know. And you're literally trying to disorganize their way of life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And their right to live, like freedom to do whatever they want.
Yeah. So we also have the fact that communities without formal legal titles are at risk of being marginalized under national legal frameworks, as customary rights may not be recognized in the face of formal and titling schemes. Like we tell people now, this is more of looking at the fact that we tell people, like we understand their cultural rights that work. But for the cultural rights to be accepted, they must align with the statutory laws. If they do not align, whether you like it or no, the statutory laws will supersede. That's why we tell people, register your land legally. The things of saying, you see now, the culture knows this land here belongs to, okay, let me say I'm a Musoga and we are Baisekaima. It belongs to the Baisekaimas. You're not telling us anything. And you don't register it. You get?
Yes.
And then someone comes on the Baisekaima land, gets a land title.
That is not...
That's it way back to over 18, over 16 something. And for you're like, but then we have been here with our grannies way back from... This one has proof. How are you going to challenge that person? So we tell people, please register, regardless of, yes, we know culture-wise, we know the clan, some lands belong to this kind of clan, and you know everybody knows it. Please, the Baisekaima, register. Over Mamba clan, whatever, register your land. So this land belongs to the Mamba. Have your title. You get.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the cultural rights, the cultural laws, cultural norms will not supersede statutory laws.
Or a certificate.
That is what we are suffering. That's why we are suffering land evictions. You get. You want to find help people. How did you get this land? I don't know. But my father grew up here. I was born here by my father. So,
such things do not work in court.
They don't. They need evidence. So please produce the evidence as much as you can. Environmental impacts. We have degradation of natural resources. Converting agriculture or forest land into commercial use, such as monoculture plantation and mining sites, often lead to deforestation, loss of biodiversity and soil degradation. For crying out loud, there is some type of trees that they did not actually advise people to plant for a long period of time. Is it characters of pine? Like when you plant the one that is planted in Mubende with New Forest Company is what? Caryptus tree?
Caryptus. Yeah, caryptus.
Like there is a way they make the soil lose fertility. And we understand that they might reach a time and then the project is like, we are done, we want to go. But how are you leaving the land for the people that are going to utilize that land? You find someone else to grow crops and they are not growing. You're like, what's wrong with this land? So that is land degradation. Like, you're affecting our children. When we are gone, how will they grow after us misusing land to that extent? And it's no longer fertile. Where will they find land to grow crops? This rain, the forests. You see, long time ago, I remember when I was still very young, like around 6-7 years, travel from Kampala to Jinja. But do you know that when you reach Mabira, it would be very dark? You know, it would be darkish when it is during day, but darkish.
Yes.
You should remember.
Yes,
it would be day. but darkish.
Yeah, dark.
It would not be very light like other areas.
Yes.
When they had not yet done the deforestation, when the trees were still there, it would be very, very dark, thick. And then you'd find some animals like monkeys passing, gorillas. You would find animals passing. Long, long ago, now I'm talking about 2000 around there. 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003.
Yeah, you'd find
animals
there.
You'd find animals there.
Monkeys.
Yes, yeah. Moving around, gorillas and what. I thank God I didn't find a snake. I fear snakes. And then sometimes, once in a while, you'd find lions. Once in a while. That place was thick. You'd look and you'd not penetrate through. But these days, you look and you penetrate through.
Yeah, yeah.
The place is still very light. In fact, people would be very scared. Everyone would be like, Manai, when are we going to pass through Mabida? Like, we would all be scared. Anything can happen. They used to lie to us that even demons there, what? Animals may attack you. You remember there was even no police station.
Yes.
There is that car police station.
Yeah, there is that.
And things were like this. And if they attack you from there, you're gone. So the place used to be thick. The trees could be thick. Manai, the place used to be thick. Like, it would be... It would turn darkish, darkish, and then you're there moving. Network would disappear. Mabida Forest. Network would disappear those days. You try to call, there is no network in that place. Look at Mabida right now. You are here, you look through, you will see.
Actually, the people that are living there. People are living there.
Yeah.
Mm.
But behind there, it is filled with sugarcane.
Exactly.
Not even people's crops, not even people's families. Sugarcane.
Actually, I was coming back from Jinja, and they told us we were not going to be able to use that Mabida road.
Yes.
So we had to branch and use that part of sugarcane. So we were passing through sugarcane all the way. Passing behind Mabida. But the whole place, people are there living there full of sugarcane.
But the trees, where did our trees go? Like, that was a tourist attraction, for crying out loud. Everyone needed. People would go inside there. Then they see different reptiles, different animals would be there. You get? Tourist attraction. And now even the government. And the tourist attraction is an industry that has actually given the government revenue. But they didn't even look at that. They're looking at sugarcane plantation. But it's sugar any cheap? Is sugar any cheap in Uganda?
Not really.
You see? So, accountability from the government, hakuna, nothing. But our things are being destroyed, for crying out loud. The environment is being degraded. Like, long ago, we used to have a very, you know, it was very sunny, but these days, my dear, there is a time it becomes very hot and you cannot cover yourself.
Exactly.
But long ago, I don't remember such instances. Where we used not cover ourselves, when I was young. But here now it is very warm.
Very hot. Yeah.
And we cannot, even at night, you can't cover yourself. I don't remember. But these days, literally, you can sleep and no one, you don't even need a belly sheet. Like,
you just want to sleep.
Recently here, was it last month, when we were all complaining about that kind of sun?
Yeah, it was in February, yeah.
Imagine. It was too much, the sun was too much, we could not take it. You get, those things used to not happen. Look in to Kalangala, look at, you know, we had to first fight with that Bidiko. They used to build their palm oil in the buffers of Lake Victoria. And yet they spray, they have chemicals they use, but this is the same water that they give us. That National Water uses, by the way, to connect to our different homes. We had to make noise for them to make sure they no longer now plant the palm oil, whatever's on the buffers of Lake Victoria. You can imagine how sad it is.
Very.
Soil degradation, environment is being degraded in one or another. Water resources and pollution, industrial activities associated with land grabs may contribute to water scarcity, contamination, and the destruction of local ecosystems that communities depend on for drinking water and irrigation. These things have really not done as well at all.
Yeah. On the part of industries, their wastage, like their waste, is always dumped into the...
Yeah, Lake Victoria, the water bodies.
Yes.
And then even the pollution of the environment you get is also way beyond. So we understand the government wants to make profits, but it has overmade it at the expense of its citizens' what? Life. The loss of community-managed land can affect local adoptive capacities as sustainable practices traditionally embedded within the indigenous cultures are replaced with extractive or industrial methods that are less sensitive to local climate conditions. Yes. So these things are really what affecting us in one or another, politically and legal implications of land grabs.
Yes, Council. We shall start from there when you come back from the break.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing, or you're aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765, or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send. Oina amawulira gakwata ku kibba ttaka. Oba waliwo gw'omanyi ng'agobeddwa ku ttaka, oba ng'ebintu bye byonooneddwa olw'enkaayana z'ettaka oba ekibanja. Tegeeza Witness Radio ng'oyita ku ssimu zaffe namba 0947922221 oba eya WhatsApp 0745965765. Nandi ki ensonga ziroope butereevu ku kibanja kyaffe ekya Witness Radio ku www.witnessradio.org. Laba ku mmapu eraga abantu n'ettaka eritwaliddwa, era ojja kulaba ekigambo report eviction. Awoloopa bw'oba ogobeddwa ku ttaka, bw'omala noonya ekitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmapu eno, onyige ku kitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmapu, kireete akatonyeza akalangi emmyufu, olwo okanyigeko. Jjuza foomu eyo, onyige safe okutereka by'ojjuza. Teekamu ekifaananyi eky'ekitundu ky'ettaka eribbiddwa. Nyiga upload ng'osindikirako ekifaananyi.
Welcome back from that short commercial break, and I'm glad that you're still tuned to Witness Radio. And thank you for each endeavor that you're doing so that you listen to Witness Radio. We are very humbled. And Council, I would like to welcome you back.
Thank you. Welcome back from that short break.
Yeah.
We are still talking about the political and legal impacts. How is land grab actually affecting us politically? And this has led to weak regulatory oversight. In many cases, land grabs flourish because of regulatory gaps, corruption, and lack of transparency in land deals. The thing is, we have the... Okay, yeah, there are gaps, but they are limited. The regulatory frameworks are there. The gaps are limited. But the challenge we have is corruption and transparency in land deals.
Exactly.
It's actually affecting Uganda.
Exactly.
The level of corruption is so alarming. It brings, it gives heart attack. This thing of people selling land, one piece of land to seven people is, whoa.
And these things, they are no longer on those people that maybe have money, but even these people that own land, maybe they own a huge piece of land, and then they want to benefit so much from each person that comes that and wants to buy the land.
Exactly.
Yeah, those are also some of the people that are taking us backward. Plus, maybe I'll talk about those that give out land titles. Now, for example, why would you give? Because I know those people keep records.
Yeah.
If they do keep records, if somebody today comes to the office and says, now I'm going to buy this land, it is in this place, and this is my name and whatever.
Yeah.
And then another person comes and is claiming the same land, and you don't notice anything.
Completely.
And I think there is also lack of professionalism in this thing. because some people are not just after, like, they're just after money. They don't want to look into stuff, analyze and critically through these learned things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it also comes back to also us as individuals. The thing we talked about, the due diligence, is at 0%. You want to buy land, you don't want to investigate.
Yeah.
You get. You don't have time to investigate. You don't want to hire a lawyer to help you. So what should we do for such a person? The due diligence matters so much when you're actually buying land. Investigate. Okay, kill your 1 week. If you're this kind of busy person that is always at work, hire a lawyer. So what will it take you to lose 1 million or 2 million other than losing your 30, 40, 50 million? And then you are in court for I don't know how many years arguing over land.
Four people arguing over the same land.
Exactly. So you don't want to incur, but you find that the expenses you incur are even lesser. They are less than the what? The costs you get. The losses. Expenses that you're going to incur are more than the losses you'll incur. So please do the due diligence to make sure that you do it. Try to find out, this kind of land am I buying? Is it really pure? Is it genuine? Am I dealing with a genuine person? You get. So when there are a lot of land grabs, there is loss of public trust, especially in the government. So when land is acquired without proper accountability, it undermines the credibility of government institutions and fuels broader public disillusionment and stage governance. Like, for crying out loud, we are here crying. Like, according to what is happening, we as an organization, or we as employees of an organization that is dealing in land evictions, and what we hear out there, these committee members say, can any of them really trust the government? Can they trust the government? Because all we hear from them is, tell them, you see, now I've reported to the government that, the government are the thieves. What are you saying?
That is a complete waste of time.
Yes, there's nothing they're going to do. Like, that is what they say. Like, they've already lost trust in the government. You said it, there's a time when we went for a meeting and then some were in a meeting. So the guy was like, you see, before even you go to, you know, international level, have you tried doing this? Try to talk. I think they haven't showed you the right way to go. To talk when you go to the district, talk to these people. When you go to this, talk. Land right defenders told the guy, are you okay? Then there's a lady who stood up and said, in Karamoja, you're telling us to go to who? Those are the people that crack our deals in our absence. And then she gave us an example that there is this land somewhere, I think in Karamoja, where the government actually negotiated on their behalf. And they knew very well that it was the government negotiating on their behalf. And then they requested for another amount, and they're like, no, that is too much, give them this. And then you're telling us to go and talk to this office. We have done all that. So we don't even know what you're talking about. That kind of mistrust that people have.
It's actually very sad.
Tell someone, please go. Like, someone calls and says, hello, cancel. Please go and report to the police. And the person like, but now, cancel. You see, when this case came, they came with the police. They were hooked up with the police, so he wanted me to go and report. But they do nothing. They may not even actually record the case. You get? How are those people going to trust any government agency, government body that's going to help them? So how? Like, sometimes you'll be like, we want to change Uganda, but we need to start from the top instead of the bottom. Yes, because the bottom is we. The beneficiaries,
yeah,
the people. But we should start from the top. Presidents, we go to the ministers, all those body things, the topper body.
They are the ones that we should be sensitizing.
Yeah, we start from them.
I think it would work out.
Yeah, the reason why people are suffering. We start from the top, then we come down slowly. Because we have overdone the background check. Now we need to start from up there. Tell them, you guys, check. we are actually suffering because of you. And you two Ugandans for crying out loud. And two Ugandans. That was the reason we are actually suffering like this. So when we look at the long-term development concerns, like how does land grabs affect us in a developmental way? Traditional land use practice often reflect centuries of sustainable resource management. The shift to large-scale commercial endeavors may ignore these practices, leading to unsustainable outcome. Like long ago, our parents, the way they used to preserve, you know, the land, their food. Like if our parents did what we are doing right now, and our grandparents would we be here? You get? Like long ago, during that era of when our parents were there, and then our grandparents when we were still very young, did you hear anything like land eviction somewhere? What did you hear anything like that? Things used to not happen. But now, right now, see what is happening. If we keep like this, what will my Kagalpeta have? Because there will reach a time where someone cannot have, like someone cannot set on an acre of land. We have to have small plots of land. We have failed to reserve our land for the future. While some argue that foreign investment in land can lead to improved infrastructure and economic practices, without proper check and community consent, such development surely benefit the local population. You can even a project goes in a place and you tell them, please at least give people employment. Do they? They don't. You get? They don't. They bring their own workers from wherever. In Chiranongo, that Aglis company. Like for crying out, you find people agriculturalists. Why don't you actually give them at least those jobs to do what? To grow the crops, take care of your crops, your plantations and what. You go and get men from whatever who are not married and then they start raping people's wives and children. But there are men in the community. Why not start with those ones that already have wives? Why go and look for, I don't know, from wherever, Sijui prisoners, Miss Maya, some prisoners from wherever, some men who are not married and they bring their sexual urge on young children and their wives, you get. Which, and someone says development in the community. Where is the development when they are raping young girls, leading to early pregnancy and school dropout? Destroying someone's future. So you look at all the things and you're like, what is happening? So when we were to look at the when to look at land grab in regards to risk of future conflicts, displaced communities and local resistance movements can spark prolonged conflicts over land rights, potentially destabilizing regions and deterring further investment. People are just still sleeping. But if they wake up and they say we are demonstrating, like they come up together as people who have been actually evicted off their land and they start their strike, what are you going to tell them? Without reform to protect land rights and ensure equitable distribution of benefits, land grabs can set a precedent that perpetuate cycle of poverty and disfranchisement. So when you look at all these things, all they bring is just sorrow to the people of Uganda. So conclusively, on a sad note, land grabs are a complex phenomenon with deep-rooted economic, social, environmental, and legal dimensions. They often result in significant disruptions to traditional livelihoods, loss of cultural heritage, environmental degradation, and increased social inequality. Addressing these issues typically requires a multifaceted approach that includes strengthening legal frameworks, ensuring community participation and consent, and fostering sustainable development practices that prioritize long-term community welfare over short-term profits. So these land grabs, for crying out loud, we understand. Profit-wise, I know the government looking at profits, what, but in the long run, it's really going to affect our development and our economic status as a country. So that is all I had for you in this episode. Stay tuned in. Thanks for listening. See you when you see me.
Thank you so much, Council Joan, for enlightening our audience on land grabs and their impact. I hope you've heard clearly and you've understood some of these impacts. If you hear of any sort of land grabs in your area or it's happening to you, kindly call us on 041 0746-97221. That is our direct call number. And then you can use a WhatsApp number, that is 0745-965765. Or you can follow us on our social media handles. On YouTube, we are Witness Radio. On X, formerly known as Twitter, at Witness Radio. And then we also have a website page, which is www.witnessradio.org. We are available on all our social media platforms. You've been a wonderful audience from all the way, and thank you so much for listening. My name is Rita Babili. Until next time, have a blessed day.